how often do state troopers encounter somebody that that speeds away at not only 100 miles an hour, but up to 140?
Not often. You know, for the most part, motorists out here, Hoosier motorists, really nationwide, they voluntarily mostly comply with the speed limit within reason. You know, I think everybody tries to push a little bit, but of course, Chris, when you get up into those three-digit numbers on speed, it makes it, the game a little bit different. And usually those who do push it will voluntarily comply and go ahead and stop once a traffic stop is initiated, but it wasn't so in this case.
Yeah, it looks like these guys not only were running from the police down the interstate, but also up into the city.
Correct. And then once they were into Bloomington, they had started south of Bloomington. The pursuit went north into Bloomington, and they exited at a very busy intersection on a street, 3rd Street, which at that time of the day is, as you can imagine, pretty busy with cars. So at that time, Trooper Deal felt like it wasn't worth the risk and terminated the pursuit.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes. You have to think about the safety of the people who are driving on the streets or walking on the sidewalk.
No question about it. There's, you know, you have to weigh the facts and know, you know, what is worth getting somebody else hurt over. In this case, it just wasn't worth it, and that's why he made that decision.
Well, what did troopers determine that this couple was up to?
Well, once the pursuit was terminated and once Davis and Allen surrendered to the troopers, troopers were able to find evidence of drug use, of drug paraphernalia. They found clear white powder in a plastic bag, also a large sum of U.S. currency that was divided up. Also a pill bottle containing several different Schedule II pills, hand-rolled cigars that contained what was thought to be marijuana, along with some additional Schedule II pills as well. So a lot of evidence that suggested drug use, charges. They were arrested on possession of cocaine, resisting law enforcement, possession of a Schedule II, also possession of marijuana, and leaving the scene of a property damage crash.
Sheesh. Well, it's easy to see why they wanted to get away, but do people ever really get away when they try something like this?
It's unfortunate. It really is, because it went from being a, you know, probably a speeding ticket, which obviously probably the trooper would have gotten the knowledge that, hey, there was something else going on. But now all these additional charges, even if it was the couple was wanted on some type of warrant or you know, there was a licensing issue, it just makes it worse. And, it, you know, when they don't voluntarily comply, it makes it worse. It also puts other people in danger. So that's something that we try to avoid, and that's our business, is to keep people safe.